You're listening to BBC Learning English.
1, 2, 3. Question and answer of the week.
Question and answer of the week. People say that Chinese learners of English
are more likely to speak English.
Are more likely to speak English
with a Chinese accent.
With a Chinese accent.
I would like to find out.
Welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Alice Castle. Today we continue to answer Claire's question about Chinese learners' English accents. But Wang Fei is still practicing his pronunciation with his English trainer. He's been working hard to see if there are any improvements he can make on his accent.
Hello. Hello, Alice.
Oh, hi there.
Hello, 大家好,我是王菲。 I've just finished my class.
Good timing. How's it going?
It's very good. I've found out about a few pronunciation problems I had neglected before.
Good. What are they?
My English trainer noticed that I sometimes drop some sounds while I'm speaking quickly. 我的英文老师说，我说英语快的时候就会吞掉一些音。
Ah, when I was in China, I sometimes noticed that Chinese learners of English drop some sounds when they're speaking. For example, media coverage, they might say media coverage or media courage.
Exactly. This is also my problem. Let's hear from Frances Cox. She's my English language trainer working for the BBC World Service.
I'll give you one example. When somebody is learning English, what's the word we might use for that, beginning with S? We could say they are...
Studying.
Okay. Now, I say studying.
Studying.
In the middle, there's an E sound. So it's like studying.
Studying.
Ying.
Ying. Studying.
And another one I think you sometimes make is understanding.
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 Yeah. Good.
Yeah,
okay.
I dropped the R and the.
Francis pointed out two words Wang Fei needs to pay attention to. One is studying. Some people drop the I while they're speaking.
是的，我以前会读成 studying， 听起来好像区别很小，但是意思完全不一样了。
Another example is understanding. Some people drop the R sound in the word, so it sounds like understanding.
是这样的，英语的单词很多都是多音节的，所以我们中国的英语学习者要注意英语发音的这种细微的差别。在说英语的时候，不要把一些音或者音节给吞掉了。Interestingly
enough, Jim Hitch, an experienced English teacher in London, found that many of his Chinese students often add some extra sounds into the words. Let's hear what he says.
In English, we have what we call consonant clusters. So we have groups of consonants that come together. Whereas in many languages, a syllable is based on consonant-vowel pair sound. Whereas we have all these sounds together. So, for example, crisps. Mm-hmm. Now, saying that the S, the S, per S at the end, crisps, is very difficult for a Chinese learner. As it is, for a Spanish person and many others. I think they would say something like crisps. They would add an extra vowel in there. And it's the same with a simple word like spoon. At the beginning, we have a s, p, and a Chinese learner would be much more likely to say sipoon, because they would put an extra sound between the s and the p as an extra syllable.
Jim mentioned a very interesting term in his interview, consonant clusters.
Consonant clusters. 辅音群就是两个或者三个以上的辅音连在一起。
Consonant clusters are very common in English, but not in Chinese. Chinese is based on consonant-vowel pair sounds.
汉语中没有辅音群，我们汉语中都是辅音和元音成对儿出现的。So
some Chinese learners tend to add vowel sounds, especially er, between consonants. So, for example, crisps in English might become crisps.
是的，因为在汉语中没有 k 和可的区别，所以很多中国人听不出来在辅音中添加了呃的音，所以就出现了很多中国人讲英语的口音问题。下面Alice读正确的发音，我读添加了呃的发音，看看你能不能听出区别来。Spoon,
spoon,
Britain, Britain,
cream,
Kareem. 希望大家能听出他们的不同来。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Welcome back to our program. Wang Fei, what time did you get up this morning?
I got up at 8. What about you?
I got up at 8. Did you notice the difference between your answer and mine?
Not much difference.
There are some differences. Let's hear from Jim Hitch again. He'll explain how sounds in English connect together.
For example, I get up at 8. I don't say, I get up at 8, which is maybe what a Chinese learner would say. I say, I get up at 8, which sounds like one long word. And if you want to imagine it, I always say to my clients, well, imagine an animal called an I get up at 8. Okay? A little animal that sits in the corner called an I get up at 8. And if you think of it like that, it's a phrase rather than a group of separate words.
They're all connected.
All connected. And the way they're connected is actually very simple in a way.
I get up at 8. 这是一个典型的英语连读。中国学生都知道连读的概念，但是当我们读起来的时候，还是喜欢和读汉语一样，一个一个的读，字正腔圆。I get up at 8. Alice, what do you think if I speak like this?
It's nice and clear, I can understand it, but if you want to sound more natural, think of it as a whole unit. Jim gave a good piece of advice. Just imagine an animal called get up at eight. Get up at eight.
Get up at eight.
Get up at eight. It's very strange, but just repeat the sound and forget about each of the separate words.
对，在练习连读的时候，不要总是想着它们是一个个不同的单词，而是把它们看作是连接在一起的音。就把 get up at 8 当作一只动物的名字好了。下面 Alice 读英国人连读的发音，我一个单词一个单词的读，你可以仔细体会其中的差别。
Worked until 8.
Worked until 8.
Slept in a chair.
Slept in a chair.
Get on a bus.
Get on a bus.
Once you hear the difference and repeat the sounds again and again, you'll get used to the sound linkage in English.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Welcome back. Alice, what other problems have you noticed besides dropping sounds, adding sounds and word linkages we discussed just now?
Another important aspect we're going to discuss is rhythm. I think when Chinese learners are speaking, they tend to speak in a different rhythm.
Rhythm, 节奏。中国人读英语的节奏和英国人有什么不同呢？我们一起来听听 Liz Chiu, 伦敦帝国理工大学的英语教师的采访。
It's not as easy as I thought it would be. This is an example that I often ask my students to say. It's not as easy as I thought it would be. And you can hear very strong syllables on easy and thought, but very weak syllables through the rest of the sentence.Generally, a Chinese speaker is going to say, it's not as easy as I thought it will be. It really sounds very different for us. If you don't put the words together in groups and you don't have the strong and weak syllables. So my advice, sing some songs. Singing is really good to improve rhythm.
Liz noticed that some Chinese students don't pay attention to the strong syllables and weak syllables in English, and they don't connect them together. It might sound like, it's not as easy as I thought it would be, instead of, it's not as easy as I thought it would be.
是这样的，英语句子里很多音节是需要弱读的，比如句子里的 it would, 英国人会读得很轻，后面的 t,和的听起来像没有了一样，但是中国人喜欢把每个音都读得比较重，所以听起来就比较别扭了。
Liz gives a very good suggestion. Sing some English songs.
It's a very good idea. 所以如果你想让你的英语节奏流畅，那就多练习唱英文歌曲吧。希望我们今天的节目对大家的英语口语的提高有所帮助。在下次节目中，我们仍会请一些英语语言方面的专家和大家探讨中国人的英语口音问题。
I hope to see you next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC